Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Well, I hope that all of you have carried what I said last week with you through the week. I hope that your week was full of blessings, and I hope that your weekend was full of blessings. And after this episode, I hope the rest of your Sunday is blessed. Okay, I thank all of my listeners. I thank all of my followers. You are very much appreciated. But what's not appreciated is the snoopers, so they know what they can do. It's wide open. Okay. We had a real talk at the beginning of the show. I want to explain this because I've been asked why. It is not all about voodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, Haitian voodoo, European witchcraft, demonology, Satanism, and all of the above. We get into that, but I always come with real talk because, yes, there are real situations out here that really don't require work. It requires common sense. Common sense. Not dirty sense, but common sense. Not underhandedness, but common sense. I want to talk about beggars. You know, that's the most irritating thing that we have around us is beggars. Begging, begging, begging. Whining. I know some of you people that call you every single day, every time you look up. It is begging. And there's some of you out there that you're trying to help yourself. You're not going to help a beggar. You're not going to put your hard-earned money into bad things. You already know what the person is about sometimes. You know, when a person calls you and the first thing they say, they don't check on you or anything. How are you doing? No. Can you help me today? And they beg so much, they don't know exactly how much they're begging for. That's the sad thing about it. They don't know how much they're begging for. Example, let me get $50. Okay, in 5 minutes, you will be able to do the $5 and then they go back up on it. Irritation. All right, that's why some people go to work is to get rid of the person that's begging. Some people are in good marriages where they communicate and talk things over and they help each other. It's not just a one-way thing. But you got one that's begging, begging, and begging everybody out there on the street. But see, one day you're going to beg the wrong person and you're going to bring danger to your house. And some of those people already have work going. And they're messing up their work that way. And then I know what's going to happen. They're going to blame the person that's helping them. Mm-hmm. When it's really their fault. Nobody did this to them but themselves. So to the beggars, please, do your own. Some of you are begging and it's mainly money. And you have money of your own. How can you go get coffee every day? How can you go and gamble every day? How can you do that? But you sit back and you point your fingers and assume what someone else is doing. Okay, nosiness. Now, this is more within families than outsiders. You have some outsiders that do this. But how would this sound Every time you leave your house, someone is texting you or calling you to see if you're on the road. You're not supposed to have a cell phone on the road, talking on that. Oh, well, you didn't answer your phone, so you must have been gone. Can you help me today? Come on, please. That's a lot of fakeness there. And then they go back and complain. No one will help me. Well, you probably owe everybody in town already. That's why you ain't getting nothing. And people that know about you know you real good. More than likely, your family knows you better than anybody else. They know what you're all about. And they're not gonna tolerate you. No one is tolerating anything in this day and time. Stop faith. Some people go to the church and faith, claiming it's a life and death situation. The light's going out. This is happening. That's happening. I got to take my child to the hospital and lied on the child. You got to take your child to the hospital and you need $200. Seriously. Like I said, stop the mess, because most people is owed to you. And people do things to get rid of people like you. And there are many rituals that would do this. A lot of conjuration that would get rid of people like Vegar. Okay. Let's talk about our churches. Let's get into this. You have a big old church. Ain't for 9 to 11 people, I would say, if that many, going into the church. And let's say it's a certain religion. They're pointing their fingers at the other religion, talking about everybody that comes through the door being bigots. Okay. How about this? They commit a real bad crime. For example, let's say it's murder. Oh, I didn't mean to do it. I couldn't see. I didn't mean to do it. I didn't know the gun was going to go off. Or you're upholding somebody that murdered somebody. Please stop the mess. See, that puts a lot on the pastor if he is real. That puts a lot on it, because this person is supposed to be somebody big in the church. And I would advise myself, everybody have their own opinion. But I would not be prayed over in any such church like this. I would not have my kids prayed over and anointed in a church like this. Communion in a church like this. Devil minds. There's only a few churches around that are real. But it's hard for some people to see which ones are and which ones aren't. Some people just go from church to church because things happen there. It's just as plain as day. It's little things that you can see in the church before the big things happen. And then you can get out of there and go somewhere else. There is no law that says that you cannot switch churches. There is no law that says you have to stay in a church like that. There's always signs of everything. It's out there. When a person walks up in a church and there is preaching going on, the preacher is not supposed to stop preaching. He keeps on with his preaching. Everybody turns around. The choir stops. What are they thinking? The devil is coming at them? A lot of skeletons in their closet. Do you know, I know of one church, and it has been talked about. And, you know, this is really in another state, far away from me, that There's a lot going on in the church, the murder, the stealing and everything. But the worst thing, I'm going to say it very good. The preacher has bent over and got him a big old sausage. If you get what I'm saying, he needs to be off the pulpit. He needs to get down. You know, this is something that has really gotten to me, and I speak about it today. Well, that they went in the church, but that person didn't pray over them or anoint them. It don't matter. It's already tainted. It's tainted. So leave it alone. And to all the drunk, you tell everybody that you want to turn your life over to God. You want to do the right thing, but you drink a quart out before you go to the church. And the only reason you go to the church is because you think it's going to be free food after church. I have seen drunk coming out of a church with a plate, and they're loud. They're going to get their 40-ounce beer and sit down and eat their plate. Seriously. God don't like ugly, and that is real ugly right there. Seriously, the way I feel, it's an abomination. Watching each other, accusing people of something. I'm going into this next. Don't accuse people of things. Example, you got a neighborhood of folks, one street of people, and they're all accusing each other of something. One accusing the other neighbors of things. But you got one family on one side, and everybody in that family is scoring each other. Scoring each other's husband or boyfriend. But, see, what's done in the dark shall come out into the light and be exposed. It's going to be exposed very soon. Oh, well, I'm moving on. Workers' woes, workers' headaches. Let's use an example state. South Carolina. Okay, let's say, workers, you have a client that really needs work done because there's something horrible coming their way. Okay, this person has about 3 to 4 jobs, 2 illegal. All right, they take paper to stuff up. Then you agree to work with them. All right, they try to mess you every time. Example, if you say $75, they send $60. If you say $330, they're going to send $125. Or 130, and try to mess you on the other. I call that the catty kangaroo state. If you're really into this work, they're going to get you out of here, if you get what I'm talking about. And when you go into that world, there's a chance of messing other people up that have worked hard to get to where they is and want better. I want all workers to be aware, and I want all clients just doing this to stop. Because just the way that we fix it up and things come to you, we can snatch it away. We can send you back to the way that you were. And I want to get that clear, and I'm going to repeat it. We can send you back to the way that you were. Again, we can send you back. See, some of you don't believe that. You don't believe that we will do that. You don't believe that we can do that. Well, there are examples of people that have been pushed back. All because of their stupidness. Trying to deadbeat somebody. Trying to mess somebody. And then you have people giving you gifts. Okay. Gifts are okay. What is worth $20? What is worth $30 in the thing? They think because that they have done this, you should give them a lot of slack. Work is work. I'm putting it that way. Work is work. You don't do that. Do not short yourself because of a dead beaten person. You know, the rule is when you're trying to help somebody and people are doing that, then it makes it bad for the ones that's coming to you really in need of help and serious. It makes you not want to help them. And the ones that have done it, I mean, it's still in this situation and getting their work on, guess what? Some of us are not going to do it. We're not going to do it anymore. And the ones that owe out, their work is on hold. So there's no telling what's going to happen in between that time. You need to get your head together, client. Get your head together and work or stay on top of the game. Now, I have gotten that out because that's an aggravating issue among us. I do not like a thief. I do not like a deadbeat. There's many of you out there that agree with it. I'm doing a little moving around because this topic right here is big. That's like going to a loan shark, getting about $5,000 and trying to miss the loan shark. Do you know they're coming at you? Do you know that they're coming at you? Okay, as in this work, you can be blocked from going to another worker. Voodoo, witchcraft, whatever is being done, you can be blocked from that. Do you know that the majority of us communicate? Yes. And it can be fixed so that you can do a darn thing. I said darn because that's what the most of you understand. It's darn. I won't say the curse words. All right, let's get into some conjuration. I have gotten the heaviest stuff out here. And I hope that everybody has listened well. Now, as for conjure, I want to bring up something. White vinegar. White vinegar is used for a whole lot of things. White vinegar can be used as a personal tightener for a woman. But I want to say this. There's something you have to use with that white vinegar to get the proper effect. It's a very, very old voodoo thing, but it's not magic, but it's in voodoo. Now, my opinion, if you hadn't been out there with all those men or whatever, getting you a big old tootsie roll, then you wouldn't have to have a tightener, would you? See, people come for things like that, too. Men, you're complaining about your nature? Oh, honey, that thing ain't going to get up because you have drank yourself to death. Even on drugs, that would do it. And if you're a little overweight, yes, it's going to look like you got a little Vienna sausage in your drawers. No magic is going to fix that. Lose the weight, stop drinking, clear your system, cleanse your body, cleanse your soul. Okay. Now, as the sick people, like I mentioned, some of them are the hatefulest things that you have ever seen in your life, and you try to do the godly thing for everybody. Oh, I just gave you a conjure tip, the white vinegar, and I'm going to give you a hint. Juniper berries can be used two ways. Now, as for drawing, let's say women, as for drawing a man, those juniper berries are going to work very good, and it's going to clear away the love mess. It depends on how you use it. See, every case is different. Now, some of them do have the same things to do. See, it's not a one-sided thing. The worker's not supposed to do everything. We're supposed to work together in unison, and then you get great results. As I have said before, if mine are not getting results. I know that they didn't do what they were supposed to do because I have done what I had to do on my part. I sit back for some people and listen to the lies, to the big lies that they tell. Huh, that's more like a cat kangaroo right there. All right, rituals to drop somebody else's husband, that's not going to work out too good. Might see an opening, and then it's going to shut just like that, just like it's dark. Throw somebody else's boyfriend, it can be done. Beyonce, it can be done. But I say don't tamper with it because you're taking somebody's free will away, and they will hate you as much as they thought that they loved you. God sends us that special person into our life. And when somebody told me that God is taking too long, what a thing to say, because they are truly blessed. And for somebody that's going after somebody's husband or somebody's wife, you know where you're going. You're not having any good luck in any other area of your life because of that. You're not supposed to do that. That's adultery on both parts. But there are rituals that can be done. But I tell you what, if they are married, it's not going to stick. Okay, there's even rituals for gays. That's an abomination, and that's a case I wouldn't take. And there's some more that wouldn't take that. But, on the other hand, I'm going into more things that were clear. There is clearance. There is clearance with devil's dick. Devil's dick can be used in a certain way to clear. And graveyard dirt, it can be used in a certain way to clear, but you have to be very careful. If it comes to that point where I would have to send someone to the graveyard, they have to follow those instructions very carefully and not to mess up. The graveyard dirt is even used for luck in certain ways, which I'm thinking about the graveyard dirt. I'm going to dauber dust. You know, the dirt dauber, the organ pipe waltz, the black one. The nest looks like clay. Some of it is gray. It depends on what kind of dirt that they gather for their nest. But some of it has to have larvae in it. And this note, I'm going into business. That is used to draw money to a business. Now, going to get the dauber's nest. Oh, Lord, I'm thinking about those people. Okay, going to get the dauber's nest. It's not the only thing you do. But you write that down, it is a conjure kit, the dauber's nest. There are other things added to this to make this very strong. And this usually works within 3 to 5 days. I mean, you see a difference right away. This. So you may want to ask your worker about this if you have a business. Now, all other things for your home, dauber's dust, but it's used differently than for a business. Now, what will go with it for your home is ginger. Ginger heats it up and speeds it up. You get quicker results. Now, I said that. You know, I'm giving partials here because I have a very bad feeling that someone is going to go out here and try this that I say today and mess up real bad and have their self in a financial mess, have their self in a mess with some woman or some man. Coffee. You would be surprised at what's used. Coffee. If you have a man, women, if you have a man and want to have one on the side, coffee. I would say coffee and two nails. Let the coffee be brewed and let them drink of it. You take one sip, they have to drink the whole cup. There's something else to be done after that. But I have given you almost a 4-1. That is good. I say congratulations to the ones that have graduated, that are going into the military. I mean, it's great. You want to make something of your lives. I love that. I love to see things like that. As for me, I love to hear the good things. And I want to hear the bad things too. Hear the bad things. Let me know if there's something else that I need to do on my end. If you are working, if you are doing what I say do. Now, if you're not and you come to me, this is not working. I know what's what. We all know what's what. We can see who's serious, I'm sorry, and who's not. So I want you to take that to heed before you come to us and lie. I want you to take it to heed that nothing in this world is free. See, like I said, we put our lives in danger the majority of the time for you. And you should think about that. I think this has been a very important episode. There's a lot of messages that were sent out during this episode. So, I mean, that's what I'm here for. I'm just going to put it like that. That's what I'm here for, and I'm glad to be here for that. I mean, everybody does not like everything, of course. And I really, yes, caring about who likes who. Do you think that I care who likes me and who don't? I can give a hot F-U-C-K who likes me and who don't. I can give a hot F-U-C-K who says what about me. As long as I'm doing what I am supposed to do, then why should I care? But I care about my people. I care about my work, and I'm dedicated to it. And going back to the deadbeats, I don't have much time. Going back to them, you better get it straight because your stuff is coming to an end. You're going to lose those jobs. You're going to lose the house. Things are going to go bad when you go out to take care of business. So you do not trifle with the worker. You do not trifle with us. I'm lady-hearted. I don't like to do bad things to people. But I will turn it around as well as others. And I'm going to stop right there because I'm about to say something else. Because that topic really makes me angry. Now, as for the few seconds left in this show, I have put my messages out here today. I have enjoyed giving up the conscious tip, talking about a little magic on today. I felt today should be a learning experience. And if you are listening in a certain area, yes, some of it was about you. So, really, you need to take heed. But again, I thank you all for listening to my show. I thank you all for taking the time to follow me. You know, and I'm getting so many views. If you have any questions, please let me know. Contact me. And as for my family, I love you so very much. And I'm very proud of you. So until the next time, everybody be blessed and enjoy your week and the rest of your weekend. Goodbye.